grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Fowley.
Hello.
Good afternoon. How old is cannabis?
Oh, older than humans.
That's probably old enough then.
Yeah. In fact, the cannabinoid receptor goes back at least 600 million years, so it's older than, you know, mammals. And one of the studies that confirmed that used these little creatures called velvet worms. Okay. People may have heard of. I forget their proper name now.
Never heard of them.
Secret source out in the Waitakere's, and they did a study right here and showed that that they had cannabinoid receptors and an earliest known life form with it 600 million years ago. There you go.
Holy crap. Didn't they find some kind of cannabis? Oh no, that was honey, eh? In the pyramids.
Yes, they find some dacan fairly recently, and there's been a few tombs in the deserts of China where they have been remarkably well preserved, showing shamanic use going back, you know, a long, long, long time, thousands of years. Yes, yes. But however, none of that's been in the news this week. What we have had is a study about the referendum, actually. These researchers right here, I forget where they are, I should look it up, but they looked at Google Trends and they found that they accurately predicted the referendum outcome looking at the Google Trends data.
Did they use an octopus?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, trained.
No,
octopus has got to want to do it.
Referendum, am I right?
Does Google keep the secret until after the fact, or would they be able to tell...
No,
in advance that it's going to go one way.
Damn, that's creepy.
So anyone can query the Google Trends, and then a bit like a search, I guess, and then it gives you a result. And then they also, if you register as some sort of licensed user, you can get a bit more data, and they did that as well. But what they found, it didn't accurately predict it in advance, like a poll might, and it's not like that. But while the voting was actually going on, so during the voting period that went for like a month. That the search results that came out then accurately predicted it.
Does Google put forward the sort of main sites that they redirected people to when they queried yes or no? You know, like if they're making up their mind as to what way they're going to vote, you know, do they share what pieces of information were most viewed by those that decided to vote no?
Mm-hmm. That's they would have that information.
I think, I think more research is required would be the answer to that.
Zoom in and clean that up.
Are they getting good information or are they getting bad information?
Let's not speak ill of
exactly
Google.
Right.
Google.
Yeah, let's not say anything bad about Google, guys. Just take it easy. I know this is on FM, but we do go onto the internet with it as well. Love you, Google.
Yes, so anyway, yeah, limited utility, I guess, but having said that, it would have been good to know while it was going on, if you can kind of accurately know, like, holy shit, this is how people are voting right now, that's kind of interesting, I thought, so, you know, next time. And speaking of which, an Aussie study has come out, valued their market, $14.8 billion. When you convert that into our money and our population, it's right on $3 billion. Market for the medicinal and adult use.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to say at least a good sizable chunk of that is going to people that it probably shouldn't be going to, you know, organized crime and so forth.
Mm.
So there it is right there, everyone, $3 billion.
It's just a mess of money
and
falling down the
drain. Even if only half of that went legal, you know, that's huge, right? National in the news, desperately clutching at headlines, and Stuff gave them one, branding the decision not to inform the police minister, blah blah blah, something about the helicopters. They don't like it. Basically, I couldn't be bothered reading anymore, but they think the helicopters should still be racing around.
Yeah.
Did anyone see the footage of the eagle rescuing that boy in the water, right?
Did you actually see
that?
No,
the
what?
Eagle helicopter?
Okay, no, I didn't see that.
That's what the helicopters should be used
Isn't
for.
Isn't that kind of Westpac territory, though?
Westpac
going to get upset with that?
This was the... I think they all cooperate, but this is the thing: every helicopter and every you know, these highly trained staff and that are out there looking for weed, you know, they could be doing other things.
Yeah, but they got their kid out of the water and then they found a 50 bag in his pocket, didn't they?
No, they did not.
Okay.
Good. That is fake news.
Ruined the weed, actually.
And speaking of something that is associated a lot, I find, with fake news, and that's what's going on in Amsterdam. And so this was in a bit of the news. I haven't really heard it, seen it reported too much here, but more in the
that's
world.
That's our job.
Yeah, that's right. We're bringing it to the people. So Amsterdam, a lot of headlines around the world saying that they're closing down all the coffee shops and things like this.
Lol.
And this has happened a lot over the years. Yeah, where
it
they kind
feels
of
like it's been 10 years of this.
Oh,
almost.
More like 40.
Wow, know, really?
Since,
okay.
since it started, you know, in the late 70s, 80s, whatever. So
they're just going, don't come here.
And usually it's just for the media in places like this so that we don't, so that tourists don't go over there. Mm. Or in particular, France and Germany, China, you know, hey, keep the numbers
one
down.
One too many
a bit
Americans and falling off a bridge into water kind of thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's why they banned the space cakes and why they weren't so into the mushrooms.
Can
and
still get truffles, though, so whatever.
Just, yeah, that's right. It's hard to, you know, ban these things completely. So, but
fantastic.
The thing is it turns out, though, that all these other previous announcements and that, they've been under fairly sympathetic mayors or the things haven't aligned right so that they could actually do anything about it. And unfortunately, this time they can, it turns out. So the Amsterdam mayor does have the power to unilaterally do it at this point in time. And they're saying they're going to close 100, and there's about 160 or something in Amsterdam. Amsterdam's about 700,000 people, but it gets about 5 million tourists. And, you know, so it's a lot of kind of, you know, people going through there. But it will go down to 66. But this is what isn't being reported in the headlines. Anyway, those will be properly regulated, and even the production going into them will be properly licensed. And this has never been the case to date. But the coffee shops are tolerated at the front door, subject to certain rules like R18, no hard drugs, no advertising. But the back door, so-called, you know, is unregulated completely. And so there is a lot of organized crime and dodgy people involved in providing for the coffee shops. Mm. You know, not all of them, but a lot of them. And you don't know as a consumer, you know. So there's going to be fewer, 66 around the city, but they'll be properly licensed and regulated. So
where does most of the cannabis get grown in Holland? Is it like in amongst the tulips, or like is it dedicated places?
The greenhouses.
Yeah, greenhouses.
You know, if they can hide them exactly.
Is it similar to America,
crops,
right? Federal law is different
more,
to...
you know, indoor grows, and surprisingly, lots of little ones.
Mm, right. You know? Yeah. No, there's heaps of little boutique bits of dank you can get your hands on, for sure.
Mm, with, you know, very small kind of apartments and things. And,
right.
Yeah.
Chris, did you experience any of the wholesale side, that side of production, when you visited Amsterdam?
Oh, I met a Mr. Big. I met a Mr. Big myself. I thought I was just going to get a gram or two, and then I was ushered upstairs. Oh, come and meet the guy, you know, at the back, and I get up into this thing, and he's behind this huge desk with a big chair and swivels around and puts these blocks up on the desk of like blocks of cheese of hash, you know what I mean, like kilos and kilos, and then this huge sacks of weed, and goes, so how much do you want?
all of it, but
two
I
grams,
can't. But
I'll have 2 grams. You know?
I
got out of there, and yeah, it can be pretty iffy there. But having said that,
so you still work for that guy? He will call on me on my daughter's wedding day. What?
Speaking of strange people involved in the cannabis industry, though, the Queen is selling a cannabis drink at her farm shop.
What?
The Queen's farm
she doesn't
shop,
know. I see what's going on here.
It's a CBD drink. It's called Trip, and it comes in peach and ginger or elderflower and mint.
Yes, Queen.
And they're saying it's flying off the shelves.
I couldn't help myself, sorry.
So, again, you know, the Queen can sell CBD in her farm shop. But here,
she
CBD,
can do a lot of whack stuff.
You have to go to a doctor and get it prescribed and all this, and it's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? Can't we just be like the Queen and you know, like the Queen's farm? And
isn't this the Queen's land?
Well, there you go. There you go. One law for all, right? So come on.
Now,
hope
Chris,
you're listening, government.
Chris, are you getting in front of the government at any point in the near future to have discussions about what's going on and changes that can be made in the near future?
Picturing like a trebuchet or a slingshot outside the beehive just to get you in front of the government kind of thing.
Sometimes that is what it takes. Well, that's the thing, right? Is getting the meetings and getting in front of them. But certainly, you know, that's the idea. That's my job, and or you know, that's what we've got to do. So, but before that, even I guess as a kind of movement or a culture, we've got to have a bit of agreement on where to from here. So potentially, you know, it's the time for. You know, so a hui or conference or some sort of process where perhaps we can get agreement on where we're going to go given the referendum result and, you know, the options that are in front of us.
Chris, lastly, how much weed do I need to do to OD?
A lot. Apart from that old joke about it falling on you, and really it would be the, you know, smoke, you know, if you got hooked up to a gas mask and asphyxiated, yeah, I don't know. It's never really been proven. It's pretty unethical to do that, you know, I guess, certainly in humans, but
I knew this
never,
already.
Never
I just
definitively been proven.
I just wanted you to say, so everyone could hear it. It's pretty safe.
Someone's asking about where to get seeds from.
Well, the best place.
Can you answer? Can anyone answer that?
Well, seeds. Of course, if you're going to be a licensed grower, then you get it off other licensed providers, and I'm one of them. So we can supply seeds to other licensed people. If the referendum had passed, you would have been able to go into a shop and buy like a 2-pack or 4-pack of seeds. And also some cuttings or live seedlings, and stroll out the door with your little plants and go and grow them.
If you order them in from the States, the worst is going to happen is they'll just get taken at the sort of border. There won't be like a follow up. I wouldn't worry too much about it. If you want really gnarly seeds, just like a High Times order or something like that. I said that, not you.
I'll just clarify that. But it is illegal, of course. But you're right that I don't think there's a huge priority. People do get letters saying, you know, we've got your stuff and don't do it again. Okay. And in fact, people are getting these letters over importing CBD, which has been a bit of a open thing over the last couple of years. And while I support the rights of people to get low dose over, you know, and safe CBD products over the counter and provide for themselves. The problem when it's all kind of grey market and you actually just don't know. And the people that are willing to provide it can't get it tested or aren't willing to get it tested. Yes. And the testing that I've seen that's been done is showing that there's usually just nothing in it. Mm. But people from December, I think, we've been hearing about patients getting letters who have been previously importing CBD without any issues and now they're being told, you know, don't do it. So I don't know quite what changed in December, but Merry Christmas.
Referendum stuff.
That could be it too. Yeah, who knows, eh? Having said that, so a new study came out this week, and we covered a couple last week about the lower rates of cardiovascular disease and lower rates of using alcohol if people were using cannabis as well, and these are good things. And another one that's came out this week showing that the people that used medical cannabis significantly reduced or completely eliminated the use of opioids, and it was something like half ceased using opioids completely within 6 months. So that's just huge, right? Speaking of things that can kill people, right? That's the opioid. So if you can get people to reduce their dosage, even if they stay on it but they're having less, then it's taking them away from that level where it could potentially harm them.
Mm. Right on. Okay, thank you very much, Chris.
Chris Bowley from the Hemp Store. Anything going on that we need to know about the Hemp Store?
Oh, the jackhammering stopped and the concrete cutting, so, you know, we're all good up there. Thank you to Know Your Stuff, who came in last week and did some pill testing in store. That was very... popular and a good you know, really good initiative that we like supporting. And what's coming up, we've got first Thursday of every month, I believe, is the new thing for K-Road. Mm-hmm. Late night, first Thursday of every month, starting February or March. Okay. One of the two.
More news
next week. Because it's Waitangi, I think it's the one after. It's February 24th.
Well, they
finish
the
footpath? Some reason the first of every month. So not the first of every month next month, but after that, okay. The first of every month.
Get out and enjoy your K-Road area, ladies and gentlemen.
Confusing.
Pop in and see Chris at the Hemp Store and grab yourself a little coffee or one of those hemp t-shirts that are very, very nice.
Right on.
Cheers.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.